secularism, sclerotic politics, and disillusionment. But let us briefly return to religion. If there is one current description that characterizes Spain, Holland, and Britain in the early 21st century, we can safely exclude religious. The fervor that professed chosen nationhood or marched to an evangelical drumbeat is long gone. Less than one-fifth of the people in these nations still attend weekly religious services. Spain recently legalized gay marriage. Today's Church of England casts a small shadow compared with its historic cathedrals, and the Netherlands still has a Dutch Reformed Bible Belt near Amersfoort, 20 miles southeast of Amsterdam, but a tourist would be hard-pressed to find it. Few historians have paid much attention to the loss of faith, but one explanation may be safely ventured. Organized religion did not profit from the Great Disillusionment when the various chosen peoples turned out not to be. For Britain, the lesson followed a century in which British Christianity had moved in many of the directions that we have later seen in the United States. Evangelical religion, global missionary intensity, end times anticipation, and a sense of biblical prophecy beginning to come together in the Middle East. Indeed, recent studies of British religion during the 1875 to 1914 period have also identified major growths of Orientalism, spiritualism, and even Victorian-era speaking in tongues, akin to recent U.S. trends, save that the British version of other directed speech was occultism and a fascination with mediums who would have remote experiences reported from the other side and putting seekers in touch with departed relatives and friends. But when the Armageddon of 1914 to 1918 brought 40 million deaths instead of Christ's return, the embarrassment was not limited to flag-bedecked Anglican churches or nonconformist chapels that had joined in the parade. Religion in general seemed to have failed, and British church attendance shrank, and then shrank again. It is not hard to imagine something similar happening in the United States by 2030 or 2040, as two or three decades of cynicism claim religious as well as economic and political victims. Evangelicalism under George W. Bush probably expanded to levels of adherence and belief that it will be unable to sustain much further into the 21st century. However, that will certainly not happen overnight, because the end times imagery of the early 21st century, from tsunamis and terrible hurricanes and the AIDS crisis to the rise of Iraq, followed by China, the trauma of oil, and even financial panic, lends itself too well to religious end times explanation to dissipate in the face of anything much less than a World War I equivalent. In the meantime, much of the rest of the world, even Europe, and to a smaller extent, Britain, Canada, and Australia, has come to talk about the United States becoming undependable and even an altogether different culture from itself. The widespread biblical and left-behind sort of religiosity is often cited as the explanation, although few foreign observers comprehend its contours or depth. In the first wave of world disillusionment with the United States in late 2002 and 2003, as the invasion of Iraq loomed, international polling by the Pew Center and others found many respondents singling out George W. Bush for blame, not Americans as a whole. The first international polls taken as the United States was preparing to invade Iraq surprised Americans with findings that most foreigners were hostile to the invasion, but focused much of their negativism on George W. Bush. By 2004 and 2005, however, the result became hostile in a deeper way. The Pew Global Attitudes Study for 2004, based on some 6,500 interviews in 8 countries in addition to the United States, found that respondents in every nation but the United States said the war in Iraq had hurt, not helped, the war on terrorism. Only in Britain did a majority of those queried believe the U.S. war on terror was sincerely directed against international terrorism. Others thought it was insincere and principally aimed at controlling Middle Eastern oil. People from the 4 participating countries belonging to NATO, allies like Britain, Germany, Turkey, and France, favored Western Europe's taking a more independent approach to diplomatic and security affairs and reducing its association with the United States.